Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right. Come on. Come on in. Kick back. Relax. Grab yourself a cool one. Yeah, man. Man, what a week. Craziness. Oh. Yeah. I don't get too political here on the podcast, although I am going to start including it a little bit more because, you know, you might not be interested in politics, but politics is definitely interested in you, okay? You know, but I ain't going to beat you over the head with it. And that's not what I'm really going to talk about today. But, you know, a fair warning. All right. But if you know, if you've been listening, that on this podcast, I am not here to change hearts and minds, okay? I'm not trying to argue to change your position, right? That's up to you, right? I throw stuff out there in the ether, out on the internets, you know, and I let you decide for yourself. Well, I let you. No, you decide for yourself. You know, I'm not here to change your mind. I'm here to present, you know, what I know, what I feel, you know, what I've experienced, you know, throw in some facts and present it in that way, in a conversational way. You know, this is not highly edited or polished. You know, I don't, you know, cut this thing up and edit it. You know, I record it live all the way through, you know, just like you, if you musicians out there and you in a band, you get up on stage, there ain't no editing. When you start that song, you gotta finish it, right? You know, you play it all the way through. Even if you hit a bad note, you just keep playing, baby. Ain't nobody gonna know it but you and maybe, you know, some of the band members. The people in the audience ain't gonna know. But, you know, I want it to be fun and I want it to be authentic, right? You know, so that's what we do here. You know, like I said, I ain't trying to beat nobody up here. You know, we just trying to have a conversation and throw some stuff out there and see what you think about it. And, you know, and you decide for yourself, you know, if it means anything to you, if it's of any value. Right. But I want to talk about coming of age, you know, rites of passage, you know, when, you know, young kids, you know, getting into adulthood, you know, back, you know, way back when, tribal days, and stuff like that, you know, there were ceremonies when men, you know, they became a man from a child, you know, and there's still some of that in certain religions, but today, you know, like, you know, graduating high school is kind of a thing. And of course, going off to college, you know, and graduating from there would be another one, you know, kind of a coming of age, or going to a technical school, getting an education and a skill, graduating from that and getting yourself a job would be, you know, kind of another one. You know, maybe getting married, you know, having kids, you know, coming of age kind of a thing. You know, I mean, you know, it's part of growing up and getting older and getting wiser. And, you know, from childhood, you know, to adolescent, you know, teenager, young men, older men, you know, the whole thing is a process, people. It none of it's perfect, right? You know, what do you say? If you're not a liberal at 18, you don't have a heart. And if you're not a conservative by 40, you don't have a brain. You know, and there's, you know, obviously there's lots of people over 40, you know, that are liberals. But, you know, who knows what they're thinking, you know. In today's society, there's no coming of age anymore. You know, these kids coming up, everything, they just expect everything to be handed to them. You know, there's no, you know, no rights, no rituals, no responsibilities. You know, a lot of these kids don't drive, they don't date, they ain't getting married, they ain't having no kids. You know, society's in big trouble with these millennials and Gen Zs, you know what I'm saying? In bad shape. You know, and they've been indoctrinated, you know, through the education system and, you know, through the media and through movies and music and everything else that they consume. They've been indoctrinated. And, you know, a lot of the parents, you know, were, you know, maybe, you know, not as involved as they should have been. You know, I'm guilty of that, but, you know, my only excuse is distance. You know, I was not close to my kids physically. You know, I was in one state and they in another state, so it makes that a little bit harder. But I, you know, tried to stay in contact and, of course, you know, kept up my financial end of the bargain. But, you know, there's the coming of age, you know, seems to be a lost thing. And, you know, we as men, you know, we grow older and mature. And when you're young, you know, men, when you're young, you know, you have a lot of ego, you know, a lot of, I'm thinking of the word. But anyway, you feel like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, right? You know, very boisterous, very full of yourself, you know, ego. And all men have egos, some more than others. You know, I got, you know, a pretty good size ego. I like to get my ego stroked. I like to, for people to stroke that ego and make me feel good about myself. You know, to be recognized, so to speak, you know. You know, my dad's got a pretty good sized ego. He likes, you know, for people to compliment him so he can feel good about himself. You know, he does, you know. But I mean, that's par for the course. You know, most men do. They want to be recognized for, you know, for what they've done. But the coming of age, as you get older, you need to start putting that ego down. And I've done that over the years more and more. And then in the last few years, you know, I've learned, you know, to really just to set that ego aside. It's really important because, you know, like if you get offended or you feel like somebody's disrespected you in some kind of way, or they hurt you in some kind of way, you know, and you want to get back at them, you can destroy yourself trying to destroy them. And that's because of your ego, you know, and you don't want to do that. Right? You don't need to get back at people. You know, the coming of age thing would be, you know, to be mature and know that number one is unnecessary. You don't need to get back at them. Life is going to take care of them. And even, and I know there's some people, it seems like they just skip through life. They can step in shit, you know, and still come out smelling like a rose, right? You know, nothing ever happens to them. But sooner or later, they're going to have to answer, you know, to the man. You know, to the Almighty. They're going to have to answer for all the fucked up shit they did. you know? So don't worry about it. It ain't up to you, right? You know, so sometimes you just got to suck it up, you know, suck up your ego and just let it, you know, run off your back, you know, like water on a duck's back, just let it run off, you know, and just know, you know, that it ain't about you. It's their problem. It ain't really about you. You know, and move on. You know, then you know you're really starting to mature. You're really starting to come of age. You know, you're really gaining that knowledge. You know, I've talked about you know, losing control. You know, losing control of your emotions. You know, a couple of times at least. And that's what you want to do. You want to maintain. You want to maintain. You know, you've come of age. You've grown. You've matured. And you don't need to necessarily get in an argument with somebody. You know, yelling and shouting, and because you're not gonna win. You can win the argument. You can win the argument and lose the fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, try that with your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other or what have you. You know, and see how that works, right? I've learned to kind of hold my tongue, you know, several times where I wanted to say something back or text something back, or I've learned that if I just wait, if I just, you know, hold it, you know. However long that is, whether it's a few minutes, a day or two, you know, week, month, whatever, then it will finally come out to my advantage. That whatever I was trying to get across will come out positive for me. You know, if I just wait. Because, you know, and a lot of those times, you know, when you're in the heat of it, you make assumptions, your mind starts going crazy. And then you say things you wish you hadn't said, or you said too much. I've learned that the less I say, the better off I am. You know, be a man of few words, you know, coming of age, learning, you know, how to reason, you know, how to argue without arguing, how to get people to do what you want without, you know, dictating or, you know. You just have to finesse the situation. You don't need to beat people over the head, right? and don't worry, I ain't trying to manipulate any of y'all here. I can't do that. You know, I have no power over you whatsoever. You're here listening, and you can reason for yourself and make your own deductions as to what's applicable and what's not, right? Excuse me. You know, again, you know, I'm no expert. I have no degrees, no certificates. I'm a Joe Schmo just like you. You know, in some cases, I may be, you know, a little older or much older, or, you know, I may be even a little bit younger than some of y'all. I know there's, you know, this podcast has, you know, quite a diverse spectrum of listeners, you know, from very young to some even older than myself. And that's great. That's fantastic, you know. And we're approaching, I don't know, some 13,000 downloads. And what was it? CNN Plus, you know, they was running. They spent $300 million, you know, and CNN's ratings are, you know, in the basement anyway. You know, I mean, they're, you know, nobody's watching the TV show, and that's free, right? You know, it's on TV. You know, I mean, you might pay for it if you got cable, but it's just included in the cable, right? You're not paying to watch CNN, right? But somehow they thought that they were going to create a streaming service, right? You know, I guess that's, you know, the biggest thing now. Everybody got to have a streaming service, right? I don't do streams. You know, I could, you know, do them on Locals or you know, or on Facebook, but you know, what's the point? You know, I try to keep these short and brief, to the point, get the message across, let you chew on it, you know. Excuse me, let me get some water. Damn. You know, like I said, you know, the inspiration for this podcast, you know, really was, you know, kind of Joe Rogan. He was always talking about how he was inspiring his friend. Hey, you should do a podcast. You should do a podcast. And then I started doing some research into it, you know, to kind of figure out what it would take. And then once I found out how simply it could be done. I mean, now you can spend $300 million, you know, like CNN, but I can guarantee you I didn't spend that much, you know. But, you know, this isn't a, you know, a streaming service. This, you know, it's just a podcast, right? But you can find it out there on the internet and stream it whenever you want, whenever it's convenient for you. And so I just think that, you know, like I said, I got more downloads than they had subscribers was my point. They had something like 10,000 subscribers. It's like, holy shit. It's hilarious, right? You know? Some dummy like me can get more downloads than they can get subscribers to their service. So I'm like, holy shit. That's how awful that was, you know? It's like, who was going to pay for something that nobody was watching already for free? Right? What dummy thought that was going to be a good idea? I don't know. I don't know. You know, whoever come up with that should have been fired on the spot immediately. You know, the thing didn't even last a month, you know, but I find that hilarious, right? You know, but again, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of hubris in there. There's a lot of ego in that, right? See where I'm getting, right? You know, I, you know, when it comes to this podcast, I don't think I'm any better or any worse than anybody else. You know, there's a lot of great podcasts out there, and I'm sure they do a much finer job than I do. You know, but, you know, like I said, what I try to present is, you know, honesty, you know, authenticity. And again, you know, I'm not trying to twist anybody's arm here, right? I'm not sending you the message, right? Like you're getting on cable TV news networks, you know, they're always pushing an agenda. I don't have one, right? You know? I don't do streams and try to get you to do super chats. I don't try to sell you books or pamphlets or, you know, a 12-step plan to get more poo nanny. And right? You know, you're going to have to figure that one out for yourself. I can give you some tips, you know, but, you know, that work for me, but that might not work for you. Right? Everybody's different, you know. You know, everybody's game is a little bit different when it comes to females, right? You know, some people could say, well, you could play the funny card, but some people ain't funny. You know, some people could say, you know, you could try to, you know, be like Chad and Tyrone, but some people are, you know, 5'8", you know, and they bald. You ain't gonna look like Chad and Tyrone. You know, you might want to flash some cash at that point. You know, that might work, see? You know, Chad Tyrone don't need a lot of money, see? But again, you know, coming of age, just knowing what works, knowing what doesn't, right? You know, reading the room around you, knowing yourself, knowing what's right and wrong, what's up and down. That's what's wrong with the society. It's all, everything's upside down. Men are women, women are men. Guys can get pregnant. Holy shit. The hell's going on up in ya? Crazy. You know, that's what I said, we've lost that kind of coming of age, you know, maturing, growing up, you know. But I know they destroyed the family, and that's got a lot to do with it, you know. And again, with the education system, they were starting to do that shit when I was in school, and that was forever ago. That was just when they were just first starting, right? And now, you know, they think your kids are their kids. And you don't have any parental rights, you know. You know, so. But, you know, we've all grown and gotten better. And that's the thing. And like I said, it's a journey. It's not a destination. None of us really fully get there. You know, we just try to arrive alive, right? You know, and in the best shape possible, and just try to be the best person you can be, right? You know, try to learn your lessons along the way, and try not to repeat them too many times, because that'll hold you back, right? You know, come of age, you know, learn your lessons, you know, get older, get wiser, you know, and be the best person, be the best human that you can be. You know, don't worry about what somebody else is doing. You know, what they're doing may or may not work for you, right? If you can learn something from them, great. You know, I'm not saying don't pay attention at all, you know, but don't worry, you know, that they're having success and you're not. You know, investigate, see what's going on, see if they got something to offer, see if you can learn something. You know, if it works, it works. If it don't, keep on trucking, right? All right, gentlemen, I'm going to close it up for now. I don't want to run too long. I want to thank you, all of you, for, like I said, we're right on the cusp of about 13,000 downloads. You know, I want to thank those who support the channel. If you'd like to do so, please, you know, use the support button on the app that you're using right now. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Gab, the Parler, and the Locals, right? They're all a little bit different. All have a little bit something different to offer. But I throw stuff out on all of them. Things that I think that are useful. Right? There's all kind of different stuff on all of them, you know, because, you know, one of them might not appeal to you, or you might not be on this social network. You might be on this one, right? You know, all of them, Of Men for Men or Of Men for Men podcast, right? If you'd like to reach me, you can do so at ofmenformen@gmail.com, right? All right, gentlemen. It's Monday. You got the rest of the week ahead of you. All right. Fire forward and give them your best shot. All right. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wow.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.